I'm Pastor Joseph Cleric, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 13, the Holy Spirit tells us in His Word, "And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and in the sea, and all that is in them, saying, To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, it is written, "Therefore God has highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23, "By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone out in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance." My brothers and sisters, we live in a fallen world full of evil and suffering. God has deemed that evil and suffering has a purpose. It drives us to Christ for salvation, for deliverance, for answers, for protection, comfort, and assurance. Without the evil and suffering of this fallen world, we would have no bearing on heaven and hell, and we would not be provided the opportunity to love God and glorify God of our own free will in the midst of suffering and evil. This world is not heaven, and nobody ever promised that the world would be heaven. Those saved in Christ live on this world, but we are no longer of this world. We are of Christ's kingdom. For a short, fleeting lifetime of having to tolerate and live amidst suffering, we are rewarded with eternal salvation in paradise, which we are not deserving of, but that which God gives us unconditionally through His Son, our Lord Jesus. Part of the worldly challenge is to walk with Christ through the godless minions of this world. We are surrounded by godless nations and godless pagan people. God is not threatened by paganism, nor should we feel threatened by it. God is not threatened by political correctness and worldly notions. He is in control of everything, and nothing happens that is not of His will. Jesus' invitation is to all people of all nations to discontinue their false religions and be reconciled with the one true God. Their salvation found only through the one true Savior of all the world, Jesus Christ. Godlessness is found today in many forms, but the most common is in false religions and also in people who would otherwise be assets to the kingdom of God, who are unknowingly following false doctrines which distract them away from the doctrine of salvation, which God the Holy Spirit Himself declares in His holy word. In His word, God tells us that it is in Christ alone that we are saved. We are not saved by deeds. We do not earn our way into heaven. We do not buy our way into heaven. We do not have to pass levels, degrees, complete tasks, or level up in order to be saved in Christ. Jesus does not save the prepared. He prepares the saved. Those saved in Christ are called to share His gospel with godless people, with the hope that they will, of their own free will, receive Him. To repent is to change direction from walking away from God to a direction of walking with Christ. Repent, yield, and dedicate your life to the Lord, receiving Christ with all your heart and soul as Lord and Savior. Do this sincerely, and we have His assurance that we are justified in Him, and God the Holy Spirit will dwell within us to sanctify and to guide us. That's all it takes to be saved in Christ, to choose of our own free will to accept Him and follow Him as Lord of our lives. Do this, and you become part of His kingdom now. Christ will return, and when He does, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Christ is Lord. The believers will declare this joyfully. Godless people will declare this in shock, regret, and horror. For we will be judged before God on whether we received Christ or whether we rejected Christ. There is no sitting on the sidelines or opting out of this. My brothers and sisters, worship the Lord. Read your Bible. Read it to know God and to know about God. It is not complicated. It is not about a religious system. Christ came to do away with legalism, and he replaced it with the new covenant between man, woman, and God, with Jesus as our mediary, our intercessory, our judge, our Lord, our greatest family member, our greatest friend, who in your life has given their life to save yours? Only Jesus. How do we defend ourselves from this fallen world? Firstly, do not conform to the patterns of this fallen world. Conform to the guidance of God the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. This world is hostile to the things of God. Jesus himself prophesied that this world would exponentially fall. Christians would be persecuted and hated by this world, and they are. In fact, if you are persecuted or loathed because of your faith in Christ, that's a good sign. Take it as validation. We must know the Word of God in order to refer to it when faced with worldly temptations and worldly attacks. We must be prepared to speak with wisdom and give the answer of hope. And we can only do that if we nurture our minds in Christ. Let us worship together. Heavenly Father, in you we find power and perseverance to persist through problems and burdens. We cast our burdens on you, who truly has the power to work all things out for our good and for your glory. In the glorious and healing name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thanks so much for tuning in to this week's edition of Jesus Saves.